This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number 27, center fielder Mike Trout.
Oh, listen to that.
You grew up here.
Yeah, that's impressive.
This is very impressive to see these Phillies faithful. Give Trout a nice round of applause as Lee delivers a strike.
And we've been known to boo Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Mike Trout, more popular than both. They gave a standing ovation. That's pretty impressive.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilla, Elliot Shore Parks in for Hugh today. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here on Quarter Century. Who deserves that final spot? The voting was super close between Jalen Hurts and Chase Utley for the final spot on our top five of the last quarter century here in Philadelphia sports. And, of course, best answer we get today to the best concert we should go to, like a concert we can't miss, a concert we have to go to, will win a pair of tickets to the Phillies now, and Red Sox on July 22nd.
Are we opening this up where it's just like a band, or can we talk about a concert experience? Like, you need to see a concert. I don't want to take one, but, you know, at a certain venue.
No,
or something.
It could be an experience.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, like basically a show or a person. Like, you can't miss them. You got to go at some point and see it. Best one we hear today will win the tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox on Tuesday. All right, so Kyle played us in there with a blast from the past when Mike Trout got a big standing ovation here. Well, the Phillies are back in action tonight. The second half starts tonight. Phillies, and they welcome in the Angels and Mike Trout. And look, I know we've had many conversations over many years about Mike Trout and the Phillies. I'm just going to make one final plea to everyone. The Angels are in. The Phillies obviously have, 13 days till the trade deadline? Mm-hmm. And I thought about it very simply this morning. There's no player the Phillies can acquire. There's no single bat that's going to be available better than Mike Trout. Mike Trout, I know people just stop paying attention to him because he's been hurt. He has played 70 games this year. His OPS is over 800. In his last, let me pull it up, 41 games since he came back from the injury list, he has a 9-11.
Don't want him, sorry.
Well, that's okay, Jolly.
I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to play that right there, but
in his last 41 games, he has a 9-11 OPS. He'd be the second best player on the team the minute he walked in the door. It'd be Schwarber and Mike Trout. Like if his name was someone else and it wasn't all the stuff associated with his injuries, you'd say he's the bat. I would trade for Mike Trout right now. I'm curious if people still want him, because Elliot, 5 years ago, it was like the dream to get Mike Trout. And then every time it comes up over the last 3, 4, 5 years, it feels like there's less of an appetite to bring in Mike Trout. I would still do it. If he's willing to waive his no trade and the Phillies could work out a deal for him, I would love Mike Trout in a Phillies uniform.
Yeah, so I think with a lot of things and all trades, it does depend on the price.
Yes.
Now, the issue with this, though, is even if, let's just say Mike Trout could come to the Phillies just for free. You'd have to trade anything for him. There is still the issue of his contract.
So it's five more years at $37 million a year.
Right. So that's a lot of money.
Yep.
The Phillies, while I give them credit for spending as much as they have, they are one of the teams that spend the most in baseball. It does seem they have a hard cap, right, where they can't just spend the Dodgers money, right?
And we're kind of near their cap.
And we are near that. So if you acquire Trout, I don't think it's crazy to say you are hurting your chances at re-signing Schwarber. Because they're probably roughly what Schwarber is projected around $40 million a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in the 30s.
Right,
yeah.
So it's roughly the same. My concern with Trout is, A, I am not doubling down on an old roster. The Phillies are already an old roster that are probably at their last go at this, mm-hmm. right? So if you acquire Trout, while I agree he does help the team this year and he would be perfect, and I think he'd be a welcome vibe change too. Like, I think he would become a face of the team, which I think is somewhat needed for
them.
He
also could invigorate the fan base.
Correct.
Who feels right now very down on them.
Yes, I think there's a lot of positives with him. But I think that you got to remove emotion from this and say, I'm not trading one of the top three prospects for sure. Definitely not doing that. If you want to say Castellanos for Trout, sure, I would probably do that. But there is the real contract part of this. So I am not as into it as you are.
I am curious, actually, how many people will be into it as I am. If he is on the injured list, if he had played 15 games this year, the old thing would come back. He's always hurt. He's played 70 games. He has played, and since he came back from the injuries, he missed some time in May. He has been probably one of the 10 best hitters in baseball. He's hitting the ball harder than he has in 5 years. He's walking more than he has in years. Like, I know his numbers aren't prime Mike Trout, but on this Phillies team, he'd be their second best hitter.
But he could also, 6 months from now or whatever, less than that, 4 or 5 months from now, he could be another player that we're looking at and going, what a horrendous contract
they have.
Trey Turner has been better this year. Still, I would say not a great contract.
I agree with that.
Bryce Harper contract looks worse every single time he plays. And Mike Trout could be right up there with him, plus Aaron Nola. So you are really risking a lot for this exact team. And here's the other thing with Trout. Do I know he'll be good in the postseason?
He's played three total games, and it was a decade ago.
Correct. Yeah. So, and again, only three games. Wasn't good in those three games, for what it's worth, right? But I have no idea if he can handle pressure. He's played in an irrelevant franchise, basically never plays meaningful games out there. Is he going to be able to handle coming home to Citizens Bank Park and playing in the playoffs in Citizens Bank Park? I don't know that. So I'm not as sure as you are that he'll come here and absolutely dominate.
I should say. And I'm not sure either, because we've seen him just for three games. It was a decade ago. He could be a great postseason player. He could be a dud. I don't know. I mean, Roy Halladay once upon a time never made the playoffs, and then he threw we're searching for a bat. There's no bat they're going to get that's better. And I know Byron Buxton's name has come up a bunch in the last few weeks. He's hurt all the time, too.
And didn't he say he's not going to accept the trade?
He said he wouldn't waive his no trade. I'm telling you, I'd be shocked if the Phillies find a bat better than Mike Trout. He's here this weekend. I would do it. Kyle, I know every time we bring this up, you're always anti-Mike Trout. Where are you now? And Elliot, made the idea that maybe we shouldn't go double down on this. I'm desperate. I'm desperate for a bat.
But that's when you make bad decisions.
Well,
that's right.
We already made bad decisions. They paid Taiwan. They paid all these.
But
make another one.
No, hold on.
You sound like me with my credit card. It's like, I might as well just keep going at this point. Yeah. Well,
I need a bat.
But I think you're overstating how deep into this thing they are. Because I think the best thing that Dave Dombrowski did this offseason was leave them at least a little bit of flexibility in terms of not fully overcommitting. I know they have a lot of money tied up in years to Harper, Turner, and Aaron Nola, but we're sort of at this inflection point with this Phillies team right now where we either can win the World Series or we have to start thinking about the next phase of Phillies baseball, and that means youth. Like, the Mike Trout thing, I think, would tip it over too far into where I feel like they're overcommitted. Because he's under contract for, what, another six?
Five more.
I can't do that, man. And Joe, I'm disappointed because I told you last year to give it up. And clearly you didn't listen to me.
Oh, I'm not listening.
So
I've been locked in his last 40 games. I mean, the guy's red hot.
And you know what else?
He's on base the last 40 games. I mean, I listen to this. It's 433. 433.
That's awesome. But like, okay.
Awesome. We can't get 300 on bases.
First of all, he played 29 games last year.
I'm in the now.
He's never healthy. And in the now,
he's healthy
still,
right now.
Listen, he was and is a career loser. You're going to tell me that this guy.
An important point here.
This guy was with Shohei freaking Ohtani.
Oh, jeez.
Two lock Hall of Famers already on the same team.
They went to
the playoffs once.
It's baseball.
He's a career loser.
Yeah. Well, he has been a loser. Doesn't mean he can't become a winner here.
To Kyle's point, though. I don't get the vibe Mike Trout super wants to come to Philadelphia.
He doesn't.
He's had a lot of opportunities to come here, unless it's for an Eagles game. He loves to come to Eagles games. But, are we sure this guy wants to come here? And I know he'd have to waive his no-trade clause, so he obviously needs to be into it to an extent.
Yep.
But you're right that they might not be a better bat, but when you take into account the entire situation, I think there are other players they could acquire that are not financially like as terrible as Trout is.
I just want them to make him say no. Work out a trade with the Angels and make him
what
say no.
What would you be willing to give up, though? Because that's an important part of
sure.
this.
Obviously not their top prospect. Like
so you wouldn't give up Painter, Miller, or Crawford?
No, I would consider Miller or Crawford.
But you think, okay, so
I think that's... Why?
I think that's bat bleep.
He's playing like one of the best players in baseball.
Joe.
Hold on. We all pumped up how good Trey Turner's been this year. His OPS is 50 points higher. Like, he's still pretty... I think because sometimes when a player goes from their perch at all-time great, and they're not that anymore, we forget that that's still really good. If he came in, he'd be the second-best offense player on the team. Like, what, they're not going to accept nothing for him? You have to give up something.
I think you're viewing this the wrong way. Like, you are trading a future asset to make, like, one desperate last attempt with this team. And that's not where you... You don't make smart decisions when you're desperate and when you're trying frantically.
So we're going to waste this era?
Yeah, I don't think it's wasting it. They've had their opportunity. Well, they have a chance this year. And you can acquire another player that doesn't... You know, really hurt you for the future.
You guys are too worried about the money.
You could say too worried about the money. The Phillies clearly have a hard cap.
Right, but they also have Castellanos come off the books after next year. So will Taiwan Walker. Like, and what's his name? Wheeler's going to retire in 2 years.
But that's the best thing that this team has going for them is that they're not overcommitted beyond like 2 years from now.
We're going to do the blind resume thing at 12:30. If I gave you a blind resume of Mike Trout and his numbers, you would say, go get that
of
guy.
Of course, but the blind resume, if it included his contract,
it's a bad contract.
And his injury history. You're right. He's been hot right now.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you make a massive financial commitment because of a small sample size.
I'm sitting here with Howie Roseman 1-2 over here with money.
Well, Howie Roseman wins a lot.
Let's just go get good players.
You guilt tripped us with where they're going to waste this era. They can get Mike Trout or not and still win or not win the World Series.
Sure. But I want the last two deadlines, they got Austin Hayes and Rodolfo Castro. I want Mike Trout. I'm sorry.
There's a middle ground.
Yeah,
and by the way, the thing Elliot brought up about potentially losing Kyle Schwarber, absolutely not.
Well, you also have a hedge if you lose Kyle Schwarber. You have Mike Trout.
But it's not a hedge
you want.
I don't
like that hedge. Well,
why do you want to commit to 5 years of Mike Trout, who is hurt all the time, and how old is he now? He's got to be up there.
He's probably the same age as Bryce Harper. They came up at the same time.
Okay, yeah. So what?
He's 33.
33. So you're talking about committing to a player at somewhat max money for 5 years for what? For one attempt? Like at World Series?
Well, a hedge doesn't mean I'm also just saying goodbye to Schwarber. But if Schwarber leaves, at least I have a power bat that's on my team.
You're going to sign Schwarber as well? You think that's a financial possibility?
I think it could be.
And you're then going to be committed to four guys that are in their mid-30s?
What else are they going to do? I mean, you guys act like they have...
There's a clear smart thing to do here. If they don't win the World Series this year, you let Schwarber walk, you go to the young players, and you welcome the next era of Phillies baseball.
We also just assume the next era is Utley, Rollins, and Howard. How do we even know these guys can play?
You don't, but you're never going to find out if you keep paying 30-year-old players tons of money.
I just want Mike Trout. I'm sorry. You guys are making me feel guilty for one of the greatest players of all time, Robin Delco.
I don't think he is one of the best players of all time.
Oh, he obviously
is. You cannot be the best player of all time with zero postseason experience.
He's one of the best players of all time.
And he's been awesome in an irrelevant franchise playing irrelevant games.
If you make a list of the top 25 players to ever play baseball, he's on the list.
And I think that's wrong, though.
Well, I mean, that's my list.
I'm just letting you know.
Robin Delco is up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Rob. What's up?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Listen, finally, a reason of voice this week on with you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Elliot, you may be number one because you covered them and you're around the team all the time and you talk to Jalen, but I might be number two behind you. Joe, I got to come after you something you said a couple days ago.
Okay.
Because I like to take shots at Jalen. Him and that guy behind the glass like to take shots.
It's not a shot. We're just trying to bring everyone back to reality here. We've lost reality.
The reality is he is elite. That is the reality.
That is not
it
reality.
It is the reality.
Of NFL quarterbacks
today?
You want
to talk about resumes. You're so into Mike Trout's resume. What about Jalen's resume?
No, Mike Trout, forget resume. Mike Trout is playing right now better than any Philly except Schwarber.
In an irrelevant team for irrelevant games.
Yeah, he could hit here too. Rob, go ahead.
Joe, the one thing I want to take a shot at, you said a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Oh, well, the competition Hurts beat in the Super Bowl as far as quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, this guy, right? You didn't criticize him. You just dinged him a little bit for that, right?
Well, hold on. The conversation was, because someone was screaming about, why doesn't Allen and why doesn't Lamar make the Super Bowl? Okay. And I pointed out that the AFC is more challenging. Like, okay, in the last 5 years, they have to all go through each other every year, right? Like, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, they have to play each other just to get to the Super Bowl. Forget who wins. They have to get there that way. Jalen Hurts' first run to the Super Bowl came against Daniel Jones, and then Brock Purdy got hurt. Like, don't
for what it's worth, I think Jalen's run to the Super Bowl this last year was either tied or in the top three for most combined wins of opponents. So he played teams that had a ton of wins. Now, we can parse how good they actually are, right? But in terms of total wins, I think only one or two teams have won a Super Bowl with more wins from their combined
this
opponents.
This one was more impressive
than 22, for sure.
Sure, yeah. In terms of the opponents, yeah.
I'm not comparing him to Brady, so please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But he was in the easiest division in football for decades.
Yeah.
And so he didn't play those quarterbacks in the playoffs, but they put him in position to be the number one seed. They put him in position to get home field advantage. You don't think that had a huge influence on Brady's career?
Sure it did. Yeah, that's absolutely part of it.
Did we ding him a little bit for that?
Well, no. But he also, in the playoffs, had to go through Peyton Manning.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Joe. I'm not saying that's who he played in the playoffs. But say he plays Peyton Manning at his place most of those times instead of playing him at home where it's miserable and it's in five.
Definitely an advantage for Brady. It was.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
And you want to talk about great defenses, by the way.
The Patriots.
And
he had Belichick, the best coach at the time. Yeah, I know.
And look at his several first Super Bowls, 100-something yards, 200-something yards. He was,
Rob's kind of schooling you here, Joe.
Rob is actually bringing us to a good point, which is we're putting the cart before the horse. Like, there is a chance Jalen keeps getting better.
Yes,
and in 5 years, he becomes a perennial MVP guy, and then all this
stuff... Well, he's already a perennial MVP.
Well, but he's not. Well,
he is.
He didn't get a single MVP
he's
vote
been
this
in
year.
He almost won it in 2022,
and that's
it. He should have been in the discussion this year.
But he...
He wasn't. I get it. But I'm just saying, act like he's some role player.
But
that's
we can't just say he should have gotten MVP votes when none of the voters put him on the ballot.
Yeah, it's fair.
He didn't get... Yeah. Like... Rob, the comparison of Brady early on is similar to Hurts. I mean, I agree with that. But then eventually Brady became the driving force of the whole thing. That wasn't him early. It's not Hurts now.
Well, and Joe, here's another thing real fast. Look at that Washington game. What point did Hurts get hurt? I was asking Kyle. What point did he get hurt?
They were up 7-0 in the first. He got hurt, and they finished the drive with a touchdown. Am I right on that?
Yeah, it was either the first or second drive.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was real, real early.
Yes.
So my point is, and I know it's hard to say because it sounds like I'm talking out both sides of my mouth. Barkley had that one big run later on in the game, but you saw how it affected him, Joe.
Great
Barkley
point.
In that game when Hurts came out. Could you imagine 4, 5, 6 games of Hurts not being there? Barkley wouldn't have had close. To the season he had, the threat of him keeping that ball, the threat of him running himself, what that does to the defense, you don't think that has a huge, huge impact? So it takes away from his personal stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also adds to Barkley's personal stats, right? So he
it's
gets
a
little
point.
Share of Barkley.
So right? Yeah, I agree.
No, you're 100% correct.
I agree. We're also, I think, taking some credit away from the coaching staff, that if they had to play with a different quarterback, they couldn't adjust the offense to adjust the running game to Saquon.
You don't think they're being...
Like, if they run the RPO with Kenny Pickett, no one's respecting the quarterback run part of it.
Really quick. So when Jalen and Nick are together, right, they win about, 75% of their games, 80%, something absurd like that.
Yeah.
I think without Jalen, Nick is under 500, 2-3. It's a small sample size, but that doesn't impact you at all. The fact that when Jalen plays, they win all the time, and when he doesn't play,
they don't win.
Well, I mean, who are the games? They went to.
Well, I agree, it's a small sample size, but from 80% to under 500 is a pretty drastic change.
Sure, but I mean, one of those games was in Dallas when Dallas was like a 12-win team. Like they could have lost that game anyway.
Yeah, Jalen beats 12-win teams all the time.
All right. Rob, what is your point? I don't understand.
But my point is we can nitpick all day and say it's about Hurts, but then I can counter your counter and you can counter my counter.
Well, that's kind of what we do all day, yeah.
Didn't you nitpick Bryce Harper yesterday for not enough RBIs?
they want to put Schwarber in the Phillies, top five Hall of Fame,
huh?
And the guy plays half of the game,
he plays
10 minutes of the
game.
That's a good point.
I don't even think he knew what his point was.
Rob's in outer space.
I think he mixed up Schwarber with Harper.
Rob, what concert should we go to?
Listen, it's an event, and it's been a while with the last several years, and you get to see multiple stars, and you get to drink, have a good time. Barefoot Music City Country Fest at Wildwood, New Jersey.
When is that? Is that like the same time of the year?
It's the same time of the year. It's in June. It's already passed, but it's something you can go to next June, the June after that. Barefoot Country Music Fest.
All right, Rob. Good one. We appreciate it.
So I didn't really understand why that meant that he was more deserving than Chase Utley. I didn't get the Utley aspect
just,
of this.
People just want to defend Jalen.
Against what? This is about putting him in the top five.
Against
of the
what?
Last quarter
against
century.
You two. That's what they want to defend him
no,
against.
No, because hold on. No. Because
against
like,
what?
Because you're acting like this is an attack. We're debating whether he's five or six on the best Philadelphia athletes of the last 25 years.
Right.
Why is that not okay for everybody?
It's okay, but the reality is, if it was any other quarterback, I shouldn't say that. For years, McNabb was basically ripped because he didn't have playoff success. And now we got a quarterback that has a ton of playoff success, and it still feels like it's not good enough to fully give him credit.
Well, because now I think we conflate issues a lot of times because we say winning is the only thing that matters. As a fan, yes, that's all anyone should care about. Then why do we get so upset when some random guy that we have no idea who the hell he is putting Jalen Hurts at six or, say, nine? Like, that clearly matters to you where he's being ranked amongst other quarterbacks. But whether or not he wins and where he stacks up against other players in the league are two entirely separate conversations.
So it definitely matters where he's ranked. I agree with you on that. Like, it definitely does.
I'm glad we could admit that.
Yeah, like, of course it does. It should matter because when he is ranked lower than he should be, that is unfair to his accomplishments. And I think that's really what, with Jalen specifically, if you look at his entire football career, it does seem like he's constantly been slighted every step of the way.
Well, would you
and
say,
I think that's a theme with Jalen that is not there with other quarterbacks.
Well, but part of it, and I'm not saying this is his fault, it's kind of how things have worked out. He's played in probably the highest level program and then the highest level NFL team. So he's always been surrounded by a lot of talent. So I think it makes it harder to truly evaluate how much is him.
So I'm
not blaming him. Like, I'd go to Alabama and he got drafted by the Eagles. Like, it's not his fault. It's what it is.
I would agree with you on that. But where I would maybe view it differently is the reason he's always at these elite programs and elite teams is because he himself is elite. He didn't get to go to Alabama and Oklahoma because he won the lottery. Like, he went there because he was one of the best players in high school football.
Yeah.
And then he went to Oklahoma because he was still considered one of the better
I agree with that. I don't think he's an Eagle because he was viewed as an elite prospect. He was the 53rd pick in the draft. The Eagles were smart to see something in him.
Correct, but the Eagles did not become an elite team until he became their starting quarterback.
See, that's just the reality.
You can deny it all you want.
Because you're using a small sample to say
3 years? 3 years is not a small sample.
Hold on a second. 3 years? If I include it to 4 years, they had won the Super Bowl the year before.
No, I'm saying 22, 23, and 24,
okay.
they would have been elite teams.
Yes, and yes. They weren't in 18, 19, 20 before he got here?
No, they were not an elite team.
Right,
they were a good team, right, but they were not an elite team.
Right, but if I make the sample 4 years, they'd won the Super
Agreed,
Bowl.
Agreed, but we can also look at this logically and say that over those 4 years, they really... In 17, they were amazing, and that counts. But it was a one-off. It was not the beginning of a great team. Right. Jalen has turned them into a team that every year... Well,
the Eagles are a great organization. So Jalen didn't turn the Eagles...
And part of that is Jalen, though.
I agree.
A large part of it.
But you're saying Jalen turned the Eagles into a great organization.
Well, they weren't one until he got here.
Yes, they were.
Where are all these winning seasons you're pointing to? You're right. In 17, they won one. But in 18, 19, and 20, they were not a special team. They won one playoff game in 3 years. And prior to 17, I think they had won... One playoff game in like 8 years, maybe?
17, 18, 19. Super Bowl, NFC divisional round, and they got to the playoffs.
Correct.
And so the outlier to me was 2020. They had one bad year.
They won one playoff game in the 3 years prior to him being here.
Obviously, we're looking at the same thing two different ways. It's like half dozen or six, right? Like,
no, I think actually you're looking at it wrong. I think you're miscounting the eggs.
Well, I'm giving facts. 17 Super Bowl, 18 divisional round, 19 playoff.
Okay, let me ask you this. Has the team been better from 22, 23, 24, or from 17, 18, 19, 20?
This run.
Yes, that's the point I'm making.
I don't disagree with that. You're totally right. But my point is, you're saying he's the reason. I could also say they also started drafting all these other good players.
Yes.
They didn't have Devontae Smith, they didn't have A.J. Brown, and
Leonard
Dickerson.
Correct, but all those players matter less if you don't have a good quarterback. It's like saying you have a great car with all these great parts, but the engine isn't that good.
I know, I just think it's not so much about Jalen. I think it's almost unfair to how great the team is to say it's because of him.
But that's just how football works. We do it with every other team. It's the quarterback. When you are talking about Eagles' opponent, the first thing you think of is, all right, who's their quarterback?
I know, but I just don't think he's the reason they became great.
All the other 31 teams, the quarterback's the most important part.
It reminds me, and I mean this as a compliment, even though it like, makes people's skin crawl, it reminds me of the early 90s Cowboys. I don't think Troy Aikman was the reason they were great.
Well, he was a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He was, and he was a very good player. But the reason they were great is they had 25 other good players.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of the cherry on top. All right, 215-592-9494 for your calls on all this. Top five athletes last 25 years of Philadelphia sports. The one spot that the closest voting was the last spot. Who belongs? Chase Utley or Jalen Hurts? I want to trade for Mike Trout. He's here this weekend. I think it's kind of being lost to people that he's back to playing quite well. Last 40 games on base is .433. He's healthy right now. He's played in 70 games. I would trade for him in a heartbeat and take the risk on of his contract should the Phillies trade for him. And when we come back, we've given you the staff list, the fan list. We'll look at how they differ and some of the voting things that stood out to me when I dove into the numbers this morning. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Elliot in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. Elliot in for Hugh today. Quarter century week as we unveil the top five. So by the end of the show, we're going to have the five locked in. We already have the first four spots. Iverson, Dawkins, Kelsey, Lane Johnson received the top four votes. But that fifth spot, Elliot, it was super close. And we're asking for everyone's help today to decide that final spot. So I was looking at, I told you earlier, I felt like I worked in a real like office and had a real job.
I walked by. You were locked
spreadsheet.
In.
I was doing all these things this morning and counting the data. And I had some things that stood out to me, and there was some real difference between the staff vote and the listener vote. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the order of the listener vote. Just I'll kind of run now because you had your like honorary mentions,
yep.
And so here was the order of the staff vote. The listener vote. Brian Dawkins got the most listener votes by a lot. Allen Iverson was second. Kelsey third. Lane Johnson fourth. And then there was a pretty big gap after those four, mm-hmm. and then it went to Hurts and Utley, who were basically tied. Then came Jimmy Rollins, then Ryan Howard, and then there was another huge gap. So like,
I do think the 08 Phillies get dinged because there's three of them.
And they split the vote.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right. Yep. And then there was a huge gap after Ryan Howard. Then Bryce Harper had the next most votes from the listeners. Followed by Claude Giroux, which at first shocked me.
Talk about needing to put a flyer on
the list. That's exactly what I surmised. I was like, oh.
That's the flyer they thought of when it came to.
I need a flyer, I'll put him.
Yeah.
Donovan was next after Giroux. Then Zach Wheeler, then Nick Foles, then Joel Embiid was after all of those.
So two things off of that. One, Joel, obviously way too low. He should be in the top five. But has any player's stock taken a bigger hit over the past 2-3 years than McNabb? I mean, McNabb was the unquestioned best quarterback in the history of the franchise. Like, not, and honestly, who was even close? You could argue Foles just because of the Super Bowl, but
that
in terms
be it.
Of accomplishments. Now, I mean, think about where he finished on this list. Would you say 8th or 9th?
Yeah, let me go back. So if Hertz was 5, Utley 6, they're very close, right? Rollins 7, Howard 8, Harper 9, Giroux 10, McNabb 11.
I mean, he finished behind Giroux.
Yeah, he
think
did.
About that. He had previously overseen probably the best stretch a team has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue some of the Phillies, you know, but yeah. Pretty crazy.
So then I looked at the staff voting, which obviously way less staff than listeners, but like I tried to weigh it compared, you know, versus the amount of votes. Dawkins, Iverson, Kelsey, Lane all led the staff. So we were all kind of in agreement with that. But Jimmy Rollins got a lot more staff love than the other Phillies. I would say Jimmy Rollins was way closer to Utley in the staff vote than the listener vote.
Yeah, I think Jimmy deserves credit for being viewed as like the leader of that team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Jalen Hurts-ish to that, you know, in terms of Jimmy probably gets more credit for the success of the teams than Ryan or Utley do. That makes sense.
The other thing that struck me is Donovan got more staff love than he did listener love. Donovan got some staff votes. Bryce Harper got 0 votes from anyone here at WIP.
Wow. Talk about also stock falling over the past year.
No, I think that's fair. I don't think he's a top five guy in Philadelphia sports the last 25 years. I don't think he is. Now, Philly's list is different, right? You could put him on there, certainly. So
I don't think certainly, for what it's worth.
You could. I mean, Kyle over here had him at an automatic.
I think Wheeler belongs ahead of Bryce. I think that debate's somewhat over. He's been a better Philly than Bryce has
been. I had him on over it, yeah.
Right. So, and then if you do the four from the 08 team, mm-hmm. I don't know what the argument for Bryce is.
Well, so all right, I'll give you the argument for Bryce.
I did it for
4 hours yesterday. So I think it's a very similar thing to, and now there's a difference here that the Eagles have just won the Super Bowl, so there's the backdrop of
minor,
that.
Minor difference.
But Jalen Hurts isn't the best player on the Eagles. He's not.
Well, he's not.
But he had. But the legacy will. The
Saquon
legacy will.
Saquon Barkley just ran for 2,000 yards.
Yeah, Lane Johnson's better. A lot of us put him number one. I think that's like AJ Brown's a better receiver than Jalen as a quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on. That's not the debate I'm trying to have right now. Even though we'll get more.
I'll just sit this one out.
But no matter what, the legacy of that 10 years from now will land on Jalen's shoulders. Jalen Hurts gets credit with the Super Bowl. It already is. Bryce Harper, the same thing, whether they succeed or they fail. No matter who was better, Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber, it's all going to go back to Bryce Harper. Joel Embiid, he wears all the failures of the Sixers. I guess the way I'm constructing this list is a legacy thing. Because we did the top 11 athletes in Philly sports, and I looked at that almost as like, who's the best player mm-hmm. amongst these guys? In this list, the resume matters a lot more to me. And I just think being the face of an organization, like, you wear that resume more than anybody else.
So I agree with that. Now, I think a difference is Jalen and Joel have so much more to do with whether their team's wins than Bryce does. And I think they carry the burden of losses more than Bryce carries the burden of losses.
Well, you know, maybe. I think that's...
Publicly, I mean.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a false perception, though. Like, we've had a lot of Bryce Harper conversations on this show.
That's fair.
And people are very hard on Bryce Harper lately. By the way...
And his stock has fallen as the team has fallen.
A year ago, he would have gotten some staff votes. And a year ago, he would have been on more Phillies lists. Yeah. It's fallen.
By the way, the two people that I think a lot of people are saying is better than Bryce Harper right now, Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler, they're not here if the Phillies don't bring in Bryce Harper.
So I agree with that point to an extent, but sometimes I feel like we treat Bryce like he's running like one of those Ponzi schemes or something, where it's like, you know, he got two people to come, now he gets the success for all they get. And then, you know, Schwarber got Castellanos. Like, ultimately, yes, he did get them to come here. I get that. But, you know, they didn't really start winning till Schwarber got
here. I know.
They didn't. Yeah. But again, to your point that you just made earlier, it is baseball as opposed to football and basketball. Bryce has less to do with that.
Sure.
I'm just saying, like, for better or for worse, the perception and the legacy always goes back to Bryce Harper. This, whatever happens with this team, will be looked at as a Bryce Harper accomplishment. More so than anybody else.
I agree with that.
I think that's right. I mean, now, whether or not it gets among your top five, that's different. But I think that's probably the right way to look at it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Pair of tickets. See the Phillies Red Sox on the line. Tri-Day Friday. A concert we need to see. And I don't think I need to go see the Coldplay concert. I've seen plenty of clips from one.
Just I don't think it's a good time to, you know, suggest to your wife to go to Coldplay.
Not this week. Black Gritty is up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Flip-flops, Joey Bear, Quinn, Jim behind the glass. Hey,
my
guys,
guy.
How you doing today?
It's
What's
been
up?
Too long. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. It's great to hear your voice, man.
I missed you, big dog.
I know. It's good to talk.
You know what's amazing? This guy has you on his show. You've been cooking him for the last 2 months.
I know. It's yeah.
Cooking? This guy tried to sell us on Ace Bailey over VJ Edgecombe.
Still going to be right about that.
No, you're not.
You look like a little thing in the pot just jumping out, just getting free, getting free. I'll get with you real quick. Joey Bear, do you like your job?
Yes.
Okay. Bring up Mike Trout again. I'm going to go file a standard order and sit down in the lobby and make sure that you don't get on the airwaves. This dude don't want you, stalker. He doesn't want to leave. He is the Dame Lillard of baseball. He's never going anywhere. He likes the sunshine and the beaches, and his wife would slit his throat if he came back.
But Dame Lillard left. Dame went to the Bucks.
And where's he at now?
He went back yesterday. He went back to the place.
He went right back home. He's never leaving. Shut up, Joe Tilio.
I want a bat that can hit, Black Gritty. Why do we have... I don't want any more Rodolfo Castros and Austin Hayes and any of this crap Dombrowski's brought in. Get me Trout.
I know you didn't grow up with a black grandmother. What you want and what you get is a different thing. You better shut up, these Brussels sprouts, punk. That's what it is. Now, back to football and the things that matter. Kelsey... Man, I tell you what, I love Jason Kelsey, but he's a center. No man has lived more off of a speech than anything I've seen in my life. I'd love to have a beer with him. He's the player I'd want to hang out with the most in life, but him being third is just insane. Lane Johnson, when he doesn't play, you're sub 500. Just like when a Hurst doesn't play, you're under 500.
That's a good point.
That matters. Kelsey leaves. I got a center in there backed up. That center goes down. I push the guard over there. He's playing half the game looking like an all-star. Apparently, the center isn't that big a position. So him being third is insane. But it's Jalen Hurts that has to go on this list because the most important trophy in America in the world is the Super Bowl. Not only was the Super Bowl MVP, he almost got Super Bowl MVP in a losing event. He outplayed the other quarterback when they lost the game. Stop frowning on my guy, Joe Gilio. I keep getting cooked. By flip-flops.
There's no frowning. All right, Black Gritty, what's the concert? What's the concert?
Well, I mean, if we had to do something, I'd just say we'd go to Taylor Swift, but we can't afford it, so we'd have to fly to Norway, get the tickets for $800, and live where these Elliot flip-flops. How much are they paying him? How do you keep going on all these trips? This is a real question.
I'm lucky my wife does well, yeah.
Okay, good. And Joe Gilio. Don't make me get that restraining order, brother. I will be
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to keep asking for Trout. I'm sorry.
I talked to you.
All right, Black Gritty. We appreciate it.
I like the idea of threatening you over a take.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. I mean, I've been trying this for 3 years with the Trout
thing. I will say there's no questioning whether you really want to trade for Trout.
I want Trout.
Yeah. Like, this is not a you're just saying it.
No.
This is.
And I tried to. I tried to make him give it up last year.
Also. They have not given me a better option. Like, you guys have had 3 years. You and Dombrowski have had 3 years to provide me. Like, if they get an outfielder that can hit, I'll shut up about this.
Why do I
this
have is, to do it?
Well, because you keep saying they don't need him. Well,
sorry, so
they don't need him.
They're running out Max Kepler and Otto Kemp.
Again,
they do
there's
need,
a middle
they
ground
do
here.
Need him.
Yes, they
just,
need him.
It's not worth what it's going to... It's the other impacts it has on the franchise are not worth it.
I understand, but no,
they
I'm
need
desperate.
What you, they need what you believe he will provide. For
what
the
he has been providing for the last 40 games.
So I asked you this...
Wow.
I asked you this earlier.
I mean, I'm living in the moment.
Yes, that's right.
I asked you this earlier, and you kind of answered, but I want like a... All right, pretend you're Dombrowski. The Angels call you. Guess what? We're flying in town today. You want Mike Trout to stay here? Make me an offer. What is the most you are willing to give up? Not what you think will get it done. You get one offer to the Angels.
Okay, so I'm going to try to fit the this, what you set up, I'm going to try to fit into it. Because the money, okay. I agree with you, the money long-term is an issue for the Phillies.
For sure.
So in order to make this deal, they got to take either Castellanos or Taijuan Walker. I need some of the money going back the other way.
Now, they're both expiring contracts, though.
No, they both have one more year left.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah. So you take one of those deals off my hands. Castellanos obviously would be the easy one because you just replace him in right field with Mike Trout. But whatever, take Taijuan. So they have to take one of those guys back. And then I would offer them, I'm not trading Andrew Painter for Mike Trout. I would offer them Justin Crawford. Like I'd give them the third best prospect in the Phillies system for Mike Trout. Crawford is a guy that is hitting 300 at AAA, but obviously the Phillies have some trepidation that he could really hit up here because he hits ground balls and he doesn't hit home runs. So look, he might be a good player. He also might be Johan Rojas, but a little bit better. I'm not sure Justin Crawford's like a future all-star in the major leagues, but he has some potential. So I'd be willing to give up one of their three or four best prospects and a contract I don't want.
So
not Aiden Miller and not Andrew Painter.
I'm not super into trading for Trout, but if it's Taijuan Walker and Crawford, I would need to sit down and have a real good look at the finances and understand that part of it. But if there was confidence that there would not really impact our spending, I would be willing to think about Crawford.
So I think the Angels are in a bad place because they either need to pay down his contract to get real prospects back for him or they need to dump his contract.
Right.
So I'd be willing to take the contract and not give up like real huge prospects.
I understand loyalty to a franchise. It's just a bit of a red flag to me that he's not forced his way out.
I agree.
He's got no shot to win there.
I want him to ask out.
And he's doubled down there a bunch of times. So that is a red flag to me.
It's loser activity.
It is. I can't argue this.
This is why when you say he's one of the best players of all time, I firmly disagree with that.
Well, what would you do? Like, I'm not asking you to rank the best 20 players ever, but what do you do with him? You just leave him off the list?
No, I think he's just lower. If you are a player, if you want to say he's a top 100 player of all time.
Well, clearly he is.
Okay, but that's different. When we're talking about the top 25, like, rings have to matter, and playoff experience has to matter. It's easier to do what Mike Trout did than, say, what Derek Jeter did, right? Like, you could say Trout maybe is a better player than Jeter.
Sure, clearly is.
But you say clearly.
He clearly is.
Jeter had to do it in New York in the postseason. That is harder than what Mike Trout is doing.
Won three MVPs.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Trout has done it for it, like, Trout's career really doesn't matter. Like, you can tell the story of baseball.
Well, that's, I'm trying to change that. Bring him here, win a World Series.
That's why when you say he's one of the best players, it catches my ear, because I just think you can't say a player with zero postseason success is one of the best ever.
Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
It is an overwhelming Friday. You guys have put so much material on the table. Like, I don't know where to aim my flamethrower. I'm just so confused right
aim
now.
Aim it at Joe.
Yeah, I'll take the brunt of it.
Okay, so let's get to it. So first off, I wanted to touch base on Kyle, but we're going to save that for Monday when we get the band back together.
Okay.
And Elliot, in terms of bands, I'm a huge fan, Elliot, but NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Taylor Swift,
yep.
And now the Spice Girls. I mean, you literally are like one Lady Gaga comment about losing your man card.
So I did see Lady Gaga in Vegas when the Eagles were there a few years ago.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Hey, you like what Joe, you like, you know?
Joe, there is no way that Trout is coming to Philadelphia. He's had every opportunity.
Yeah, but that's a separate debate.
Here.
Do you want him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
No, he is an Eagles fan. He knows how critical and brutal Philly sports fans are. He's got a nice cushy job in Orange County. He's probably got a house overlooking the ocean. He makes a ton of money. What incentive does he have to come to Philadelphia?
I make him say no. Work out a trade. Like, I want to make him say no. That I don't know if the Phillies or any team's really ever done that. They just like, maybe he wants to stay there. Work out a deal. Like, this happens sometimes in sports where players refuse to waive their no trade. Make him say no. And then if he says no, he's an all-time Philadelphia enemy. That's all.
I would actually bet money that there has been conversations over the year.
Oh, for sure.
And that he has told his agent that I do not want to go to Philadelphia.
If he accepted a deal, do you want him?
I would take him.
Well, there you go.
But again, he doesn't have that winning. He doesn't have that winning persona. He doesn't have that.
We have Max Kepler batting fifth some days. Like, do we realize what we're saying here? Winner. I don't care if he is a loser. He's better than Max Kepler, who's trying to win.
Well, being a loser would be a problem.
Yeah, but
it would be a slight issue. Yeah.
Max, what's Max Kepler then?
Cheap.
A nobody.
He's
Joe.
Cheap.
Yeah,
at least,
he's cheap.
Though.
Joe, talking about championship mentality, let's get to the topic at hand today.
Okay.
In terms of the top five athletes.
Yes.
Finally.
Okay. So I was watching that quarterback series on Netflix, and the last episode had Joe Burrow sitting in his house on his couch watching the playoffs as he kind of went over what was another losing season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Out of his mouth, Joe Burrow said, the stats are great, but they don't really mean anything.
No one disagrees with this, Aaron. I agree with that.
Passing the ball can win you some games, but running the ball wins you championships. And that's why Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback in the NFL.
You got to stop.
Because his team runs the ball well, he's the best quarterback. This is
every time that Hurts has gone up face-to-face with Mahomes, he has absolutely outperformed him on the biggest stages. And again, if you put any of those quarterbacks on the Eagles, their passing stats are going to go down dramatically.
It is true.
Because to win the championship, when it gets cold, you've got to run the ball.
And the thing that I will say, Aaron, that Joe does not bring up enough when talking about how he struggled against the Rams is he did have like a 45-yard touchdown run to start the game.
That was a huge play. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So just,
you know what?
Yeah.
The passing game struggled.
But the passing game is not the only part of the game.
No, but the passing game is a huge part of the game.
It's a big part.
And
is running 45 yards for a touchdown.
The passing game was bad.
It was not good.
No. We can. Why can't we?
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. It was bad.
But like, okay,
dude
thank
stood
you.
Right in front of AJ Brown at his locker and got the video of him saying the passing offense
that wasn't
sucked.
In the Rams in the playoffs.
I just, yeah. I'm very open in saying he was great in the Super Bowl. Can you say the Rams passing game that day was terrible, bad? Can you say it, Aaron?
Yo, I think the premise of the whole if the Jalen Carter thing didn't happen, then the Rams would have won the game.
Well, they probably
would. If Puka Nacua doesn't make an incredible catch the play before, then we're not even having this conversation. The game is over. The game is done. Where Saquon Barkley, instead of running into the end zone, kneels at the 2-yard line so they can kill more clock. This situation never happens. So the
right, and if Bryce Harper doesn't hit Bedlam at the bank, then like, but these are all what ifs. We all know that. Also, I don't understand the Joe Burrow point. What is Joe Burrow watching the games and saying? You know, he wishes he was in the.
Joe Burrow realizes that the key to this whole thing is winning and winning championships.
You know,
and
Joe Burrow was in the Super Bowl before Jalen Hurts. Do you remember 4 years ago? You act like Joe Burrow loses every year. They went to the Super Bowl already.
Right, and what have they done since then, 4 years ago?
Yeah, because that team is a mess. Have you ever paid attention to the Bengals?
They're terrible.
Right, but
so you think Joe Burrow needs more talent around him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, of course he does.
Checking.
I mean, the defense was the worst in the league.
Right.
But again, if Joe Burrow has more talent around him, he's not throwing for 4,500 yards.
I don't care about his stats, Aaron. I don't care about his stats. But that doesn't mean he's not.
But you do, because you're making the argument that because Jalen Hurts has less stats than Joe Burrow and Jackson.
No, he's just not as good at the position. I mean, I don't know why.
What are you talking about? He is the best quarterback in the biggest stage, dude. He has a Super Bowl MVP, which quarterback in the league would rather have a Super Bowl MVP than a regular season MVP.
So let's do this for the 1,000th time. Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers?
So are we talking about... No, answer the question.
Just do it, Aaron. Answer the question.
I would rather have Eli Manning
of course
because
you
he
would.
Brought me 2 Super Bowls.
No, but
the conversation's
if you were
over.
Building a team, you're picking Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. Aikman or Marino?
Here's the tough thing, Joe. It's about the off-field stuff with Aaron Rodgers.
How about you just use your brain, Aaron?
He's not a team guy. So are you trying to build a team or are you trying to build a team with the best talent?
You build a team with the best talent, Aaron. That's how you build teams.
You build a team to win a championship, Joe. That's
with the best
do.
Talent. That's how the Eagles got here. They built a team with the best talent and guys that worked their butts off and all that kind of stuff. But
it seems like you're dinging Jalen for that.
No, I'm not.
It certainly seems like it.
How did we get to a point where if I say he's the sixth best quarterback in the league, I'm a hater.
I don't think you're being a hater having him sixth. Who do you have fifth then? Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
Okay. So I would put Jalen either second or fifth would be where I would put him.
Second, what's the criteria there?
Second would be because he has the Super Bowl. Right. And then fifth, I think, would be taking talent more into consideration.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to do, obviously. We got to get through the votes today for where this comes down. Is it Utley or is it Hurts? Who's going to end up fifth on the list of the quarter century, last 25 years at Philadelphia Sports? Who deserves the spot more? Coming up, we'll talk to Scott Fransky. The Phils are back. Second half starts tonight. I want Mike Trout. Do you? Yes, I still want Mike Trout here. Lot to do, including the tickets to give away to Phillies, Red Sox. Give us a concert we need to see. It is the Midday Show. Elliot in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.